Greetings, greetings, family. Peace, love, and harmony to all my melanated kings and queens out there. This is a message that I have come to let you all hear. I chose to do this on my podcast. I think the information would spread more to a lot of people. This is a video that you're going to hear the recording of that emerges of Fauci and HHS plotting to stage a massive health.
But it is not.
To stage a massive health scare using a new virus. And this was back in October of 2019, October the 29th to be exact, that this was done. And I just want you all to listen.
Too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print those vaccines on a patch and self-administer.
This is a societal level collapse. They call it the Great Reset. This is their global domination. This is it. This is modern war.
News today.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this emergency Monday night broadcast. It is October 4th, 2021. I had to come back in a few hours ago when I learned of these developments. The last piece fell into the jigsaw puzzle, proving and documenting that COVID-19 was a premeditated weapon produced in China in a consortium of corporations with the United Nations to bring in world government, to bring in this incredible Great Reset police state, and to establish a medical tyranny. Now, we already have a lot of the pieces of this. We're going to go over some of that. But the new smoking gun information took place 3 years ago on C-SPAN and got no attention or no news coverage. We checked it. A listener sent us to this information this afternoon, and we've been reviewing it since in the last 3 hours, getting prepared for this emergency transmission. Again, I'm here live every day, 11 a.m. To 3 p.m. Owens at 3 p.m. with the War Room. We have, of course, Harrison Smith doing a great job with American Journal every weekday morning, 8 a.m. here at InfoWars and on great stations across the country. And we're so thankful for all of you tuning in and keeping us on air. But when this information came out, I left the office. Rob Dew, our news director, contacted me and said, have you seen this information? And I said, no. So he sent it to me, and I turned around and came back into the office to cover this. And we're going to hit it right now. But I'm begging all of you to research this yourself and then to take this information and share it with everyone.
Research
and
it yourself.
We're not territorial about news. We hope everybody shares this. Yes, there's what the listener sent us from BitChute. It only has a few thousand views, and this is the smoking gun of smoking gun experts. Talk about disruption needed to switch from egg-based to mRNA. But what it really is the final piece of the jigsaw puzzle of the premeditation, because we have all the other pieces, how they cooked it, how they built it, how they delivered it, how they admitted they were going to do it, and how they were already prepared with the vaccine patents for what they had produced. And so we're about to play this clip, and then I'm going to get to other clips that give you the other pieces of the puzzle. But this is the final big piece. This is Smoking Gun, October 29th, 2019. So this is 3 years ago, a little short of 3 years ago, and it's Anthony Fauci, National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Disease Director, with Rick Bright, HHS Biomedical Advanced R&D Director, Health and Human Services. And he's saying we need to have a virus release that's almost identical to COVID-19 out of China so that we can bypass the normal FDA approval. Now we've been making vaccines since the 40s, growing them on eggs with fetal tissue, I would add, and other animal tissues, so that we can break through all that and basically force mRNA on the general public. Now, understand, just a year and a half before that, Fauci was on TV saying Trump will be challenged by a novel virus and an outbreak that's going to be new. And so this has been premeditated for a while. And now we have the Daszak documents and the Fauci documents, the Bill Gates documents in China, how they developed this exact system. So we're going to go to this clip. And then again, we have Fauci predicting Trump will have a pandemic. And then Peter Daszak admitting in December 2019, when we know now it had already been released, that they had gone in these caves and dug out these different viruses, combined them, and then made it where they could jump into humans, the famous gain of function. Then, of course, I have this article out of the Telegraph from a few weeks ago. Wuhan scientists planned to release coronavirus particles into cave bats, leaked paper reveals. And the Pentagon said, do not do this, when they approached them and said they were going to do it, because they said it'll get into humans in China. So this is all illegal. This is all over the top, but they needed it, not just for their medical takeover, but for the global ID, the global vaccine passport that'll then be the heart of the new global social credit score and the universal guaranteed income. After they devalue all the world's currencies and use those to buy up the infrastructure, then they give us the debt, they give us the inflation, they give us the devaluation, implode everything and bring in the new monetary system, replace Bretton Woods. This is all announced in the Great Reset, written 20 months ago by Klaus Schwab, that runs this whole thing. It is all there, and now we're living it. Now we're deep into it. So here is the smoking gun video from C-SPAN.
Why don't we blow the system up? I mean, obviously we can't just turn off the spigot on the system we have and then say, hey, everyone in the world should get this new vaccine we haven't given to anyone yet. But there must be some way that we grow vaccines mostly in eggs the way we did in 1947.
In order to make the transition from getting out of the tried and true egg growing, which we know gives us results that can be, you know, beneficial. I mean, we've done well with that, to something that has to be much better. You have to prove that this works. And then you've got to go through all of the clinical trials, phase ones, phase twos, phase three, and then show that this particular product is going to be good over a period of years. That alone, if it works perfectly, is going to take a decade.
There might be a need or even an urgent call for an entity of excitement out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and processes.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem in a disruptive way and in an iterative way, because you do need both.
But it is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print those vaccines on a patch and self-administer.
So there's the whole plan laid out, and it's in the Rockefeller Foundation plan, lockstep. It's in the Bill Gates Event 201. We've gone over this here, but I'm going to play this clip of clips again and start it and stop it. Did you hear that? An entity of excitement, of hysteria, of fear, a monster for the Great Reset. That's the head of all the research and development, the director at the HHS and their whole medical takeover. And they go through all of this. Blow the whole system up, says the New Yorker. We've got to get rid of this old vaccine system. We've got to come out with genetic engineering, mRNA. They go on in the full C-SPAN clip. It's in the description. I went to the C-SPAN site. I mean, this is just unbelievable. We've got to go get that full interview, that full two-hour program, and hell, play that on the show tomorrow, because it gets worse, ladies and gentlemen. They are there saying, blow it all up. We need this entity of fear. We need to have a virus that appears helpfully out of China, where they had the Wuhan lab, where they had it already, where they had it prepared. And then 2 months after this, Peter Daszak is bragging in December of 2019 that they had combined these viruses, that is the COVID virus, COVID-19, with the HIV delivery system to get it into humans. And it's all right there. We're going to play those clips for you in a moment. But first, let's go back and play the clip, and I will make comments as we go. Here it is.
Why don't we blow the system up? I mean, obviously, we can't just turn off the spigot on the system we have and then say, hey, everyone in the world should get this new vaccine we haven't given to anyone yet. But there must be some way that we grow vaccines mostly in eggs the way we did in 19...
Let's hit pause. We're going to shit back it up. If people don't think we changed it, back up to the beginning again. We're going to play it after I'm done, but let me just... Why don't we just blow it up? Couldn't there be something we could do? They've all behind closed doors, had their meetings, created their consensus years before, in Operation Lockstep, Crimson Contagion, SARS, SPARS, all these drills they've done. They create their backstory about the bats are going to get you, and oh, it's going to emerge out of a cave, they said 5 years ago, and get you while they're breeding it and getting it out of the cave and making it. And Peter Daszak says, we'll make a vaccine to be the saviors. He said that 2 months after the video you just saw. So they're premeditating it all, ladies and gentlemen. They love to brag. They love to tell you. And then it goes to Fauci. He goes, oh, yeah, it's terrible. It takes 10 years. We can't have this. It was just something to get rid of the old system, which now they say, oh, mRNA for cancer, mRNA for the cold, mRNA for this, mRNA for that, mRNA for the flu, mRNA, mRNA, mRNA. This whole system of, oh, just a digital system that just changes your DNA. All right, so start from the beginning again.
Why don't we blow this system up? I mean, obviously, we can't just turn off the spigot on the system we have and then say, hey, everyone in the world should get this new vaccine we haven't given to anyone yet. But there must be some way that we grow vaccines mostly in eggs the way we did in 1947.
In order to make
the... All right, pause. Back up to the beginning of Fauci. Now, the reason I'm doing this is very important. They're pitchmen. They've prepared all this. They've done white papers. They've done tabletop exercises. They've met dozens of times to prepare all this. I know the same people have been at dozens of meetings behind closed doors. The documents have now come out. But now here they are saying on a stage what they are about to release. It's going to ravage the world in just a few months at the beginning of 2020. In fact, evidence shows it was already out in October. Oh, couldn't we do something? This is the plan to get rid of Trump, get rid of Bolsonaro, the plan to bring in globalism. And what would we do? Well, you'd then trample it. You wouldn't do the test. You wouldn't do the studies that Fauci's about to talk about. You'd overrun all of that. You'd demonize, attack anybody that didn't accept it. This is, as I've said 100 times, is a revolution of getting rid of our old system, bringing in something far worse. A medical dictatorship saying it owns your body and it's going to control where you go and what you do. And just like they've said in Australia, we do whatever the health minister says. They're the leader. You won't accept a president or prime minister being a dictator. But if it's the health minister saying you are non-essential, well, then you will accept it. That's how the fear works. That's how the control works. So he says, what do we do? We need to get rid of the system. And here comes Fauci to talk about what the problem is. And then the other operative from HHS, he gives the solution to blow up the system, the new entity, the new fear, the new virus that it seems to be, you know, needed to do this. And then it magically appears. Here it is.
In order to make the transition from getting out of the tried and true egg growing, which we know gives us results that can be, you know, beneficial. I mean, we've done well with that, to something that has to be much better. You have to prove that this works, and then you've got to go through all of the clinical trials, phase ones, phase twos, phase three, and then show that this particular product is going to be good over a period of years. That alone, if it works perfectly, is going to take a decade.
There might be a need or even an urgent
call. That is Rick
for,
Bryant talking now. That was Fauci
of excitement
that just finished.
Out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and
I'm sorry,
and
Rick
processes.
Bright.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception
That's
is.
That's Fauci again.
We're going to address the problem.
And pause. Back it up again. We don't care what your perception is. We're going to address the problem of influenza because people aren't scared enough of it. They're not taking their shots. And mm-hmm. really, your piggyback to sterilize you and lower fertility and you know all the things we know destroy your immune system. That's been in all the studies. And so they want to make us pod people. They control. They want to make us, you know, GMO.
We
like
have
Terminator
to spread
seeds.
This information, people.
And so
this
he says it doesn't
this
matter.
This is a humanity
yeah, disrupt
issue.
This part of it, but also, you know, inside the system. So attack the system from without and then make it change from within under the pressure you put it under. Just like attacking the police to make them go under globalist control or bullying a corporation to make them become woke. It's all the process of behavioral psychology and Pavlovian control. So let's go to the last key statement.
The world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem in a disruptive way and in an iterative way, because you do need both.
But it
stop
is
stop there.
Not.
Back it up 3 seconds. So he just agrees with it. We need to blow it up. We need the disruptive thing. We need the problem. But also using the system, don't totally blow it up. This is all Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. We're engaged in Hegelian dialectics in front of you, selling the idea for the press that's in the gallery and those watching. They're now externalizing their takeover system. After they create the fear and the whole event and create the virus in China. And it's all confirmed. It's all admitted. They made it. They did it. China that normally puts you in a death camp if you put a video out, encourage people to run around hysterically and put out a bunch of fake footage. We all run to our houses and come back out with vaccine passports and our slaves. Okay, so let's go ahead now and finish up with the last part.
My God.
But it is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print those vaccines on a patch and self-administer.
Oh, in China, where you've got an agreement to build it, do it, and they were on board to create the hysteria, and then like dominoes, we'd fall. There you go. So now let's move on to January 2017, Fauci predicting what he was already funding at Wuhan and running, the gain of function.
I will continue this.
Trump would be
in the next episode. Stay tuned.